This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
It's time now for the hot releases. They are ready to land right in your lap. Movies, downloads, DVDs, TV shows, everything that comes out starting on Tuesday for the rest of this week. Let's find out what it is. Eric, please, for God's sakes, release me.
Okay, boys, we'll start off with video games. I'll just run through them real quick here. Kingdom Hearts has a release on Xbox. I think it's more like expansion kind of stuff. Devil May Cry 3 Special Edition for the Switch. Switch has a lot of games coming. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for the Switch. Perfect timing with the movie being out.
Yeah.
Which I went and saw, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, I took the kid.
It's all right.
It's okay.
It's what it is.
Yeah, it's not, it's definitely not better than, like, Toy Story or any of those types of movies.
Jim Carrey's back.
Jim Carrey, I don't know what it is about him, but I've kind of lost it for that dude.
He's burned out.
Never had it.
Really?
I liked him in the Spotless Mind movie, and I kind of liked him in the Kaufman movie, but I didn't think the movie was very good. I never got the Ace Ventura thing.
Are you just always going to be Fire Marshal Bill, basically?
That's what I thought. When I saw the Ace Ventura stuff, I was like, everybody's losing their minds over that thing. I'm like, I just don't get it. You want to watch Jim Carrey make you mad? Watch Bruce Almighty and wonder what the absolute holy was wrong with America in 1999, 2000. Because we were quoting that. People were walking around going, good. Like, idiots. Yeah, brain dead idiots.
He was great in the Andy Kaufman movie.
Yeah, the Kaufman movie was good. I didn't think the movie was that good. I think it was okay. He was great.
Dumb and Dumber, I laughed.
Dumb and Dumber's great because
Jeff Daniels helped out on that.
That was about who was, it wasn't the people in it, it was the story. It was a funny movie. But, man, I never got the Ace Ventura thing. That drove me nuts from jump. So I never had it for Jim Carrey. But yeah, now I'm not. Did he do the same thing with Fire Marshal Bill stuff in this?
Yeah, it was the same kind of character goofiness. And
yeah. Watch Bruce Almighty and you want to throw a brick through your TV. He's so annoying.
Yeah, you didn't see the chemistry with he and Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, it's so annoying. Painfully annoying.
All right, so we'll go to the shows. Streaming on Netflix. There you go, Brady. Chef Show, Volume 3 with...
We all come together.
Big fat Jon Favreau.
Yeah, Jon Favreau's show he's been doing for a while. It doesn't happen all turned a movie time. Into a, into a like show on Netflix. Right
when he's there, not producing all of the Marvel movies. That guy's making a fortune.
Plus, he can have all his celebrity friends on the Chef Show and make more money.
He can do this and rewrite Star Wars. It's amazing. I wonder if he'll have Baby Yoda on the Chef Show. Like, they should cook up a Baby Yoda. Because he sort of invented Baby Yoda.
I'm looking at the cheese. I'm looking at the bottom.
We got to thank him for that. We'll always have Baby Yoda.
And then him and Bill Burr eating grilled cheese. That's exactly what everybody wants to see. Bill Burr eating a grilled cheese sandwich. That's entertaining.
It was amazing.
It's an amazing idea to go. Then you put a little butter on the and then turn it, and it makes toast sort of like a, and then you eat it, and it tastes like cheese and bread. Bill Burr, take a bite.
It is a real masterpiece.
It's just any cheese and
grilled
bread.
Cheese. I don't care. I don't want to watch
people
eat.
No, it is literally any cheese and bread.
I get absolutely nothing out of that.
All right, John, I have the perfect show for you on Netflix.
Have at it.
It's a brand new documentary series called Babies.
Oh, I want to watch it for hours.
From Nature to Nurture, the docuseries explores the groundbreaking science that reveals how infants discover life during their very first year on Earth.
Yeah, that might be kind of interesting, so long as it's not a lot of crying. Probably.
The very first part is crying.
Babies are the ultimate mystery. They're much more complex than we ever thought.
Isn't it amazing that
are there people that thought the babies were complex?
Right, for the people, that's a pretty simple process.
The smallest, youngest creatures, our babies.
I love babies.
Human babies, probably the most useless of all of the offspring in the animal kingdom.
They can wake up in a different body than they went to sleep in.
Mommy. Sort of puppies.
Yay. Walking changes every part of the baby's lives.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Richie just walked.
Well, yeah, I'm still kind of off on that whole idea. I'm not a parent, so I don't get it. But all babies end up walking unless they're crippled. So why are we still excited about that?
Well, when it finally happens,
it's kind of neat to see yours. But I mean, everybody acts like it's not going to happen, and then it happens. It's like, well,
no, it's
of course
actually
it, did.
It was actually more frightening for me. And like, oh crap.
Well, yeah, your kid was walking off a ledge in the second floor.
Now it's go time.
Right. You knew it was going to happen.
Well, I think you should sit down and watch. I might and learn something, John.
I might keep an eye on the babies. Evidently, we could all learn from babies.
Apparently.
This show makes you think that babies are the most complex creatures in the world, but technically they're just the most useless, fragile, living thing on the planet.
Are they?
Defenseless.
A baby deer seems pretty
good. Nope,
they walk right away.
They walk the first day.
One you might right be able to say.
Fend for their food right
same
away.
Same with calves.
A kangaroo.
Kangaroos, Joey, has to live in a pouch.
They live in the pouch for a long time.
But living in the pouch is developing. So they're still. That's technically like the womb. That's like the kangaroo's womb.
Even when they get outside, they stay in it for a long time.
Not as long as babies in human world. The kangaroo's out of there and within like 8 or 9 months, they're moving around. So it's the same amount of time. The pouch is basically where they develop as things. Yeah, human babies, the most fragile, useless living creature on the planet. It's amazing when you look into it. And human beings are the ones who stay with their parents longer than any other thing ever, out of necessity. And we probably could send them off on their way to go feed and eat, but
sure, but
they don't have
like
teeth for 5 years.
Yeah, most of them have to. They don't have the time, the luxury of time that humans do on the protection part of it.
No, well, they have to with babies though, because like it doesn't have teeth or an ability to walk for a couple of years.
What if we went back to gladiator times?
Fantastic. We'd have a much smaller population instead of coddling these useless little sacks of nothing. Can't fend for yourself? You're just dragging down the herd. We got to get rid of a few of these bags of flour here. Plus a mouth to feed. It provides nothing.
Didn't gladiators wait a few years, though?
Kick them into a well.
They could at least walk and everything.
The Spartans, you're talking about?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, the Spartans. That's what I mean.
You take them away from their mother's breast and have them fight for their own food. When they are 12, they will learn to fight. What does that say? Did Brady learn to walk or breach the water first?
Thinking you're a whale.
Whale, yeah.
That's awful.
Henry. Thanks,
Henry. He signed it. Henry signed that text.
Sign it.
Thanks, Henry.
Hulu, if you're into American Idol, season 3 premiere is out. And I was questioning you guys, season 3? So they just started it all over on ABC.
Huh?
Yeah, it's like the Arizona Federal Theater.
That's true.
That's right.
Just wipe it out, start over.
Okay.
You can't call it season 3.
Sure you can. Why couldn't you?
Because it's been 20-plus seasons.
And on ABC, you even said so.
Yeah, but you can switch networks and still continue the show. Like Taxi switched from ABC to NBC, and they didn't call it its first season.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it should be season 3.
You don't know that.
I
so
do know
So what if you're
that.
The winner of season, the original season 3?
Right.
You then, battle. You have to battle for now, the title.
Winner, yeah, the winner the of this title. Season 3.
Was that, who won season 3? Was that Carrie Underwear or?
Clay Aiken, I don't
Clay
know.
Clay was 2. Ruben and Clayton were 2. 3 was Fantasia Burrito.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Before she could read.
She didn't really blow up like everybody thought. Huh?
She's done really
Is
well
that confirmed?
With what she's
can
done.
Can she read now?
She wrote a book about how she
doesn't
can't
mean
read.
She can read.
Still doesn't mean a thing to me. Oh, I don't know if she can read today. Okay. I would assume so. It's been a long time. Usually you make the announcement publicly that you can't read and then you start working on it. But if she's like, I can't read and I never want to, that's different. Like she may not have ever tried.
Movie's out in the theater. You've probably seen the promos for this for, I don't know, a long time. The Call of the Wild.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford, Han Solo.
The dog's strikingly large in a couple of shots. The CG looks weird.
Yeah, I told Eric really I kind of want to see it. Yeah. I did like the
Call of the Wild's a great book, but this looks CG bad.
Yeah, the CGI dog is not really doing it for me.
No. And it's huge. Like, he's sitting down next to Harrison Ford. I'm like, that dog is 240 pounds. That thing is massive. And then the next shot, he's normal size.
The Yukon is a dangerous place.
And Harrison sounds
You never know what's coming. I came up here because I didn't want to be around anyone. And then I met Buck.
God, what a story, though.
He was a dog like no other.
Yeah, because he's
been spoiled.
Yeah. CGI.
Out! Come on, Buck!
And he'd suffered.
It looks weird. Oh, what a story. Call of the Wild is such a great movie. It just doesn't look good.
Yeah, that could take it away, but...
Then he does that sideways glance later in the promo, and it's like, what the... I don't know. Maybe it's great. Yeah. We'll find out.
The story's too good to mess up, but I'm already distracted by the promo because the dog looks like I drew it. And I can't draw.
Too many expressions on him.
Jenna.
The Boy 2, which is a scary movie. It's got Tom Cruise's ex-wife in it. Apparently she's fallen all the way down to...
What?
Which one?
Bad sequels now.
Yeah, which...
He's got a whole bunch. Mimi Rogers?
Oh, he does. He wasn't married to Mimi Rogers.
Sure was. Yeah. Yeah, back in the late 80s, early
90s. Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes is the third one, I think.
Yeah, the boy, too.
Dude!
She's been taking Jamie Foxx money for a long time.
I think they're done.
Yeah, I know. Now she's got to work again. That's what I'm saying. She didn't have to for a while. He was making her limp. Don't say it. We all just thought it, but don't say it. Katie looks old.
Yeah, a little bit.
Haven't seen her for a while.
Man, get out of my head.
I watched the Batman Begins not too long ago. Oof. She was looking good in that.
She looked really good in that. It's like 15 years ago, though.
On Hulu or maybe it was Netflix or whatever, Lisa was scrolling by the Dawson's Creek. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Man, that'll date you.
That'll date you. And it's also smoking.
Huh? Yeah.
She was in that Greg Kinnear movie where her boobs came out.
Was that when she was getting humped on the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Good stuff.
I've never watched that movie.
Me neither. I've seen the jerk scene.
But I knew what you were
talking
about.
I don't remember that movie.
Katie Holmes jerk scene is what I call it.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah, they're really good.
We're horrible.
No, we're not.
We're not?
Okay. Not at all. She looked good. We beat off. She doesn't now. We turn it.
All right. As we learned last week, Katie Holmes nude.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would pop up on that.
Sure it will. There it is.
Yeah.
She's floating them around. She looks
on a
sharp
website called Celeb Jihad.
Yeah, I'm all over Celeb Jihad.
You're are just you really?
Yeah, it's great.
Celebrity it's been around jihad. A while, yeah. Dude.
Come on, man. You got kids, too many kids. Your kid knows about celeb jihad.
Bunch of sure rookies over here.
No kidding.
What's going on?
You should
Brady's spend your quiet.
What are you talking about? I've known about this for a long time.
You knew about that Katie Holmes movie?
Do you ever Google search?
Not the movie, the like celeb. I've heard that before.
Do you ever Google search and like celebrity and then put nude in?
Never once in your life.
No?
I probably have.
Just on a whim, like you see a girl, it's like, I wonder if like Zazie Beetz was on the other. I'm like, Zazie Beetz nude. And there's a couple of shots of her butt and stuff.
Maybe a couple of times.
Well, you should start, Brady.
Yeah, Brady. It's never too late.
That's what went through my mind as you're talking about. I'm like, oh,
you should go look
should
at Katie Holmes naked.
Yeah.
And some.
You're an older gentleman.
On your phone.
A lot of bad Photoshops on the internet.
It's expected now.
Yeah, you should. On your phone. I mean, who are you worried about finding naked pictures on your phone of Katie Holmes, for God's sakes? Just proves you're normal.
Whoa, that is really bad Photoshop.
Really bad there.
There must be a market for that, though.
Somebody's, yeah.
Anyway, all right, go on.
Music out. We got Ozzy Osbourne with his new album, possibly his last. Ordinary Man is the name.
Are you holding out hope that this isn't his last? Because you said possibly.
Yeah, I don't want another one either. Let's just say it's his last one with our fingers crossed.
Searching for a beach
vacation. Elton John.
Fine. Elton John is on a song with Ozzy?
Ordinary Man.
Oh, you know it's the end.
Right.
I've seen smiles. Just remember that it's all for you. Don't forget me, as the colors fade. When the lights go down, it's just an empty stage.
They're singing about death, for God's sake. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Elton kick it. Ozzy shaky.
Maybe he's just on the piano.
He shakes a lot, they say. Spends his days shaking.
We'll jump ahead a little bit.
He's so shaky in a Parkinson's way. Ozzy shakes the babies.
Loves to shake.
Not his fault, they say.
Elton's
kicking.
No.
Yeah, Elton's just playing piano or something.
Okay. Yes,
yeah.
Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John.
Next up, we have Mondo Generator.
Sweet.
As Nick Oliveri, remember him in Queens of the Stone Age and Caius?
Yeah.
Big fans of Caius. Mondo Generator, F It is Mondo. The name of the album. That's Ozzy.
Wow. Still
Ozzy. A little Elton.
Still
on that
no
one.
Elton.
All right, go.
A butterfly net. A death law price. When death comes, I'll be coming. I'll be coming. No type of medicine. I found a cure.
Doing some different stuff now, apparently.
Bust a nut and die.
I read it was a more punk style than
a little bit
what he used to do.
Porno for Pyros kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, next.
The lead singer of the Afghan Whigs has a solo album. Greg Dooley or Dooley?
Dooley, I think.
Random Desire is the name of it.
Yikes. The Afghan Whigs lead singer has an album. We are scraping the bottom of the barrel for new releases.
Yeah, there's not a lot out today, John.
Timothy Hutton, Beautiful Girls movie soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
It's not bad.
Didn't they have multiple songs on that?
A bunch. They redid the reason I remember that is because they redid that Barry White song, The Can't Get Enough of Your Love. And I'm like, why would you do this?
Don't redo that
song. Don't touch it. If you're going to do it, just play Barry's version.
Next up, Brady, we got a band from Dayton, Ohio.
OH!
Guided by Voices, name of the band. Surrender Your Poppy Field.
There's no...
That's
all
okay.
All it is reviews.
Yeah, good.
So I think you'd be all right on that one.
All right, good.
They're from Dayton. They can't be that good anymore.
Guided by Voices is...
Nothing from Dayton.
Weren't they around a long time ago?
They've been around forever. Yeah. My old PD loves them. GBV, man!
5 stars, Yelp.
Yeah, they started in 83.
Yeah, they've been around for a while.
Brady was in college. BTS. All right. We got a South Korean boy band named BTS, a.k.a. the Bangtan Boys.
Okay.
Map
guys,
of the Soul 7.
These guys throw it out there.
Okay.
Do they?
Let's see about that.
Let's see if this is a song. Come on.
Here we go. Map it. Here we go. Clickety-clack. Make it happen.
Ad.
Everything's an ad. You can't get past it. Now, the other day, I saw one that said, your video will play after the ads. I'm like, oh, bastards. This is K-pop?
BTS.
Oh, what's that?
Bangtan.
Whatever it is, that Korean pop music.
The genre K-pop?
Oh, I guess so. They are pretty dreamy.
Hey, I only see one.
Hey, there's like 7 of them.
What the hell?
No way.
That is not the same one.
That's why I can't watch Parasite. You think there'll ever be a Korean invasion like the British invasion? Like we got Parasite winning the Academy Award, K-pop's coming over.
Already happening.
I think we're in the middle of it, and I don't think anyone cares.
Nope.
I think we are in the smack dab in the heart of the big Korean entertainment invasion.
Hey, BTS and now and Parasite.
I mean, the British invasion was like, you know, Clapton, the Beatles, the Stones, and Korean invasion, everybody's like, meh. No thanks. I think that makes us all bigots.
Pretty much. We knew that, though.
Could their Korean band ever come over and write Yesterday and Sgt. Pepper's, and would we pay attention?
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't.
Brady, you're in a dream world.
You are. You're in a complete dream world that would happen. Wouldn't.
Oh, they got Halsey on one of their tracks.
I like her.
See? Look at
I'm
that.
I'm a fan of Halsey. Well, she's just climbing on the British invasion bandwagon. I mean Korean. Anyway, next.
That's it.
That's it. Wow.
Not much.
No wonder the Koreans see us ripe for the picking right now.
I don't blame them.
Me neither.
I mean, we got plenty of live concerts coming.
We got great shows coming here. Well, not Ozzy anymore, but the rest of them. It's a good thing Ozzy bowed out. There you go. That's it. We'll just get right into it now. Why don't we and go home? Perfect. It's time for the entertainment drill. Brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. And it is time for you to start thinking about maybe your kid's going off to college. You're focused in right now on this couple months away from graduating from high school and the then what's. Why not send your kid off to college, especially those young ladies, with a little knowledge on how to handle themselves in the incredibly unpredictable world of college campuses here and abroad. Let your college kid understand that it is not safe. There's a lot of weird news that comes off college campuses. We were talking about the other day, assaults and fights and all sorts of stuff. Most of the time, college campuses lead the way with that. Why not have your daughter or son be ready for it in a way that no other place can prepare them? And that is ReactDefense.com. The Tactical Black System is tried and true, battle-tested, And it is a crawl, walk, run. Maybe your kid's not athletic. Maybe your kid's not in shape. That doesn't matter. Maybe you aren't. Doesn't matter. Start you off where you are and get you where you need to be the right way. That's as simple as it gets. You can be in any shape or any form you are in, and they'll get you where you need to go starting right now. There is no excuse. It's an absolute achievement, not a workout. Get on it right now. ReactDefense.com and do it for the people you care about, too. Those kids of yours, you know, can't just wander off into the earth not knowing. We talked about fragile babies. Don't make them fragile adults. ReactDefense.com, home of Tactical Black Brady Entertainment.
Price is Right tapings have been canceled this week.
It's a weird story.
It is a weird story. Drew Carey's ex-fiance, Amy Harwick, she was a pretty well-known therapist in Hollywood. She was found unresponsive on the ground beneath a third-story balcony of her Hollywood home. Signs of a forced entry and struggle inside. Her ex-boyfriend, Gareth Pursehouse, is currently being held on a $2 million bail.
Where was Drew Carey at the time?
Well, he was... Yeah.
So she was murdered.
Yeah.
For sure.
It looks that way. And she was also trying to get some restraining orders against the Gareth a couple of times. Was in the process of doing that.
How long have she and Drew been apart?
They went public with their relationship in June of 2017.
Oh, okay.
And November of... they split November of 2018.
It's been
a year and a half, 2 years.
Maybe it's a perfect setup, though. She's got restraining orders against the new boyfriend.
Would you miss work if your ex?
No.
I wouldn't either. Oh, that's too bad.
It's different it with depends. Celebrities. They have to pretend
they
like
each
other.
They have to act like they care more. Yeah, I think otherwise he looks insensitive if he goes and does pricing games.
Yeah.
Like, he can't spin that wheel and people be like, geez, you should be mourning. It's like, we broke up in November of... 18.
It's a strange thing. They always have to, when they break up, they have to pretend to be friends.
Forever.
It's very odd.
Maybe they had a terrible breakup. Maybe it was nice, too, but, you know, my ex dies.
The only one I know of is that Lena Headey, the chick from Cersei Lannister.
Yep.
Because she couldn't be in the scenes with Bronn.
That's right.
Because they were...
They used to bump.
Yeah, they used to be together.
They hated each other.
So they wouldn't be in scenes together. That's the only thing I know of.
God, about that.
That was
I'm sure there's a few,
there's
but
some,
like...
You know... That's enough that could maybe just throw you off a little. Like,
from the Price is Right? You could phone that in while someone's dying.
I think he would enjoy having more weeks off.
Sure, yeah, you get a few days off. I guess I'd take the days off. I'd act all torn up.
Because as the employer, you know, how are you going to make him?
No, I mean, you need Drew, and if he doesn't want to show up, he doesn't want to show up.
So if Geneva's killed by a lion in Africa, you're not going to take
care.
A day?
Not at all.
No?
Okay. That could happen in front of me, and I'd still probably think more of myself. Geez, that hurt I shouldn't have seen that. Aren't you sad she's dead? No, more so that I got to live with that visual. That was brutal. I better take a day off for my post-traumatic stress. People should feel for me.
Constance Wu was on the Kelly Clarkson show yesterday. Talking about the movie that she has coming up, Hustlers. She went undercover to get into her character a little more. So her undercover job was she went to a strip club, put a different wig on, and got employed, said, I want to dance here for the night. And she gave some patrons some lap dances.
Nice.
Just to feel. She made $600.
Hey, that's good.
Put fake tattoos on her neck. And it worked out.
I'm all for it. Let me know when Scarlett Johansson's at the strip club. No I'll be down there.
These celebrities that sounds fantastic.
Jeff Bezos is he's confirmed he's committing $10 billion to Bezos Earth Fund. He'll begin issuing grants to scientists.
Are you just now familiarizing yourself with a man named Jeff Bezos?
Bezos, yeah.
I gave you the
Amazon
one.
CEO.
Isn't there a little girl Bezos? On some children's show named Beza? Like,
yeah.
Bezo or what's her name?
I don't know. It's a Disney show?
It's like a kid's show called.
Oh, yeah. Ramona and Bezos.
Bezos. That's it. Ramona. I think
that's
right.
Yeah, I got trapped.
But that's
there.
Ramona and Bezos.
No, the Bezos. Ramona and Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Kids didn't like that as much.
And then this Bezos girl pops off Disney and creates the Amazon, the whole forest.
You're confused, man.
So it'll be interesting to see what the $10 billion will do. But people can start filling out stuff to qualify for grants.
Some idiot texted on a story. He puts $10 billion into this thing because he wants to. Like, well, maybe if Amazon paid their taxes. And I'm like, I think if you put $10 billion into anything, you can call your shot before people can bitch at you. Anytime you drop $10 billion, even if it's a charity I don't agree with,
yeah,
I'm
a little
like,
pat on the back.
You
is
know
in
what?
Order.
That's a nice move.
Good job.
Sure, I'm not for NAMBLA. But that's your passion. And $10 billion into that is a nice little bump for that organization.
God, to have $10 billion to throw around.
Yeah, he's got another $160 at his disposal, so he'll be all right. But $10 billion and people still found a way to internet comment, Amazon doesn't pay taxes. Do you realize that the taxes that through the sales of Amazon products are bigger than like 90% of the GNP of every country in the planet? The guy does, his business does fine. They can have a couple loopholes where they don't have to kick in more, especially if the owner's throwing 10B at stuff.
Yeah, you want to start bitching about people not paying taxes.
Yeah, don't
look, look around.
Yeah, don't look at Amazon and say, you know, and then take Amazon away and watch everyone lose their minds. We need it. They can have a freebie so long as they keep the commerce rolling. $10 billion.
A lot of payroll tax.
$10 billion.
Yeah, I love how you pick out stuff that you relate to.
Believe me.
Brady's like payroll tax. Like I could see the flashback in your head.
The Porkopolis.
Jesus, the account's killing me over here. That's five figures. Getting her butts kicked.
Sons of bitches.
I'd have given $10 billion if I had it. Well, that's people are like, not impressed. The guy's worth $129.
Right, yeah, people
billion.
Are idiots.
$10 billion is a huge.
$10 billion is a lot of money. And I don't care that he doesn't have to give it all away.
Yeah, he didn't have to do it.
That's a nice amount of money. So everybody just go, you know what, nice job, Jeff. I'm not a big global warming guy. Okay, fine. So what? $10 billion to make the earth better. Who's bitching?
Tim Tebow says there was some communication between him and the XFL. Right. But ultimately he decided that he still wants to pursue his goal of making it to the major leagues.
He'd make about the same money, I think.
Yeah, he's doing it as minor league baseball. Ugh. Well, somebody just let this farce end and put him on the Mets for a couple weeks.
Hey, man, he made it to AAA,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Ugh.
They're going to call him up this year.
He's hitting like 220. He struck out every third at-bat, and then every other at-bat he was dribbling out to the pitcher.
I gotta look up his stats. Screen Rant put together a list of 10 movie soundtracks that are far more popular than the movies themselves. Number one was Purple Rain.
Well, that's tough to tell. That movie could have been great. It still wouldn't have outlived the soundtrack.
No, Johnny hit 163
in
AAA.
That's right. Last year he had a tough AAA. The year before.
And 39 at-bats, four homers. 163?
Yeah, and he wants in. Nothing better than a 163 AAA hitter in his early 30s trying to break in.
I think you're moving him up too fast.
Oh,
put
him
back down.
Put him back down to college.
He's 4 years over the average AAA player. Four years older.
He's awful. Awful human being. Just go away. Rid yourself of the earth. Fly to your planet.
A guy named Dakota Young had tickets to see Mr. Bungle, the reunion show in Brooklyn last night. And at the time, he probably would have told you nothing would keep him from the concert, but something did. But it still didn't. He died. But his buddies took his ashes, wrapped him up in a pair of his underwear, and threw him on stage last night.
Oh, there you go.
Mr. Bungle, was that important to him?
Yep.
I've seen him there. Not that great.
That dude died sticking his tongue in a light socket. Had to. He did not die a glorious death as a Mr. Bungle superfan.
Why is Mr. Bungle touring around still? Faith No More's back together.
Got to do them all. Mike's doing them all. By the way, Brady, baby kangaroo has to climb into the pouch after it's born. Good luck, baby human, having to do anything for yourself. That's true. Kangaroo, one. Baby human, zero. Proving my point once again. The most useless creature the earth has.
How about like tadpoles? They seem pretty useless.
Powerful.
What?
Powerful. Tadpole? Amazing. From birth, they're just part of the group.
They get eaten by everything.
That's right. Well, so do the big ones.
That's why you have so many of them.
Yeah. It's amazing what they can pull off. The human babies are...
I think you're selling our babies short.
Well, go ahead. Let one free for a little bit. See how long it lasts. There's a reason why there's laws against it.
Let's do a test.
Good luck.
Highly trained.
Yeah. Would not figure...
Baby fighters.
Wouldn't figure out a thing. Dead in a day. Not a thing. Terrible little creatures. And then give it a year and a half later, try it again.
Baby versus kitten.
Right. Yeah, baby versus kitten, 1 year later. All right, baby, kitten, you're on your own. Baby just sit there like, what? The cat will be like, I'm good. I'll find a rat. Worthless. Hmm. Little sacks of carbon mass. That's all they are.
Those baby birds don't do very well. They need mommy to bring them food.
For like a week.
They fall out of the nest all the time.
They're fine.
Splat right on the concrete.
Human baby, so much worse.
They're like naked. They're little naked and brown. Yep. They like burn right up.
And they
the
just
sun.
Sit there like, all right, give me a day or two and watch this. And then how do they learn? Try this with your human baby. Kick it in the ass. Fly. I can't. You can too, or you're going to hit the ground. Fly. Boot. I have a couple in my backyard. Watching the mom just boom, nudge that thing out, and this little thing's like half chicken wing is like flopping around. He goes, oh, you can like see him. Oh, God, why? He hits the bottom, starts chirping. She goes down, like helps him back to the thing. He kind of works his way back to the top, and then he hovers for a little while, like, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. Boom. Mom just knocks him on his ass. I'm like, what's going on out there? This is the ultimate tough love. Oops, sorry. Man of War's had it. So, yeah, it was pretty amazing. Human baby, open the door. You're on your own. Fly. You're 16.
Might find some, like, pine cones to chew on or something.
Yeah, nope. 15, 14. Can't even let them go out at that age. Too dumb. Too fragile. Human baby. The Earth's most vulnerable thing. You gotta wrap them up, garbage babies. We're all done. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Morning Sickness. So long! 98.
Station identification. 98.